Can you, I hit record, can you give me a sound test, yo?
Sure.
Bumpuses! Son of bitches!
Yeah, that's pretty good. Here's mine. Santa Claus scooping up poop. It sounds fine. Jesus. Go, Joe.
Great job. Well, it was the night before Christmas. All through the house. Not a creature was stirring, except Joe Neal and Jason Mark, the host of this holly jolly Yuletide Christmas special. You have now entered the world of holiday just because of this. Hold on to your fucking tits. That's all I got, Jason.
It's all you
Merry
need.
Christmas.
It's all you need, dude. That was sweet ass business right there. I liked it. Here we are. It's Christmas, dude. I mean, it's 10 days till Christmas. 9 if you listen to this tomorrow. 8 if you listen to it the next day. I can keep going, but you do the math.
5 golden rings.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're recording this with 10 days ago, what animal is that? That would be day 2, day 3.
That's why I skipped right to 5, because you went down to 8, and then I was like, what is it? 8 ducks a drumming or something? I was like, I had no idea. I was like, I'm going straight to 5.
No, but you got to do it backwards, because if we got 10 days to go, that means we've only done 2 days. Right? So day 1, you do the first thing, and that's when you've got 12 days.
Oh, out, yeah. Right? I was going backwards, but you're supposed to go forwards as you go backwards. I don't know.
So yesterday was, 2 days ago was partridge in a pear tree, right?
Right. Because on day 12, you start with day 1.
So what's after partridge in a pear tree? I always forget. What's next?
Honey, what's after partridge in a pear tree? And a
Two turtle doves. And so today is French hens.
Partridge in a pear tree. And this is 3 what?
French hens.
This is 3 French hens? Welcome, everyone, to the 3 French hens episode.
Cool. Now we've got a show title, 3. I'm going to write this down, 3 French hens. That's what we're calling today's show. Or since most people will listen to it tomorrow, should I call it 4 farting birds? What's 4? No, I'm going to call 3
French hens. What is 4? 4 calling birds.
4 calling birds. You know, my favorite version of the 12 Days of Christmas has got to be the Bob and Doug McKenzie version. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, the guys from Strange Brew.
Yeah.
In fact, I wasn't going to bring that up because I didn't remember it until you just said it now. But I remember in your basement when we were children, you introduced me to that version of 12 Days of Christmas.
That's
I was
right,
a small child, and I listened to it, and I didn't understand it because it had to do with beer and shit.
Right. Yeah.
But I thought it was funny, mostly because when I was a small child, I thought that anything you did or said or introduced me to was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, but you outgrew that. Now you hate my balls.
No, I grew into it. I evolved into a different form of admiration. Now I do a comedy podcast with you. It's different. When you're a little kid, I'm like, oh, Jace is really funny. I laugh at whatever he says, even though I don't understand anything. Oh, wait, that's exactly what's going on now.
I don't know about that, dude. You know everything I say. You're a smart guy.
No, I do. I do. I get it. But you know what? Sometimes your comedy will go over my head, but I'm still delighted, and I laugh genuinely. I'll be like, I'm not sure if I know what he said, but clearly it's funny.
Well, that's a nice, awful nice Christmassy kind of feeling you're passing along.
You said awful twice.
Because I was trying to say awful. That's awful good, awful nice. Awful being full of awe. Like, I'm awed at how much nice you are.
That's supposed to be awesome. So are you having an awesome Christmas or holiday season, or are you having an awful
holiday season? No, it's been okay. I have managed to not hear too many Christmas songs. so far, and so I got that, you know, going for me. Because I hate.
Oh, really?
Songs.
Welcome
we about this last week?
Welcome to this episode, because I'm about to fuck you up, man.
That's good. That's what I want to hear. Fuck me up, because I need to get over myself. I mean, everybody loves this goddamn holiday, so you know, why not go to town? Thing is that I don't know if this happens to you, Joe, but you're in a big family. I mean, it's bigger now than it was a few years ago, anyway, automatically, and I am too. And people are like, you know, bucking the crap at me. Send us your gift wish list. Tell us what you want for Christmas. God damn it! I'm like, why? Don't okay. If you need help, don't give me anything. I'll get it for myself. Just give me a gift card. No, we'll feel bad if you're sitting there and you don't have anything to unwrap. And I'm like, oh, fine. Here's my list. And you're like, what do we do with this? You didn't say what size running socks you want or what color. It's like, fuck you. I'm not gonna just pick one. I'm not gonna wear it. Jesus.
I get it. Well, actually, check this out, though. It's, you know, we do choose. There's like selected moments on this show where we tell the truth, and I'd like for this to be one of those. Go ahead and tell our listener, Holly Jolly Ian, that I did not ask you what you wanted for Christmas, did I?
No, you did not.
You know why?
Because you're not getting me anything.
That's fucking right.
That's what I like to hear. That's the best gift of them all. That is truly.
I thought so. See? We're getting to understand each other. And yes. You haven't asked me.
Because?
And because my feelings are hurt because you don't love me.
Well, it's not that I don't love you.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want anything.
I
don't want to go through this shit with you because we have to do it with everybody else.
Yeah, it's just a pain in the butt. And people tell me that Jesus is the reason for the season. I was like, okay, since I don't believe in Jesus, give me what I believe in. Nothing. I'll buy it myself. Come on. Anyway, but you know what, Joe? Sorry. This is supposed to be happy and good and delightful. It's the Christmas episode. We could do it the JBC way, but let's just go ahead and give our fan. Okay. He's not our fan. He's our listener. Let's give our listener some Christmas joy. Huh?
Are you ready, listener? It's Yuletide Ian for this. No, I'm just kidding. I want to say, man, I was actually thinking of giving you a Christmas gift. Yeah. And I think the best way – there's two ways to really spoil that, and that is to tell you what I was going to get you.
Okay.
And then to double spoil it and not get it for you.
Okay, tell you what, I'll do the same thing. I was going to get you something, but I'm not going to.
Well, really? You're on the same wavelength? Were you thinking the same thing? Because I was like, you know, Jason and I, we've done almost a year of podcasts, and I think I know what I would get him. And think about that sentence right there. I was already setting up in my own brain that I wasn't going to give it to you.
Yeah,
I know what I would get him.
Yeah.
And there it is. And he's not getting it.
Can I guess?
Should I go first? Or
no, you go
you
first.
You have one too.
Yeah. I could guess. See, if this were
guess.
Okay, I'm going to guess. You ready? Here, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. What if I ruin it, though? What if I guess correctly? And you're like, oh, fuck you, man.
I wish there was a way I could hide my answer and prove that your guess was right or wrong. But I don't know. Come on, you're really smart. Is there any way we can do that in audio fashion?
Nope.
Ah, shit.
That is the limit of our medium, Joe, is we have to find a way to make this entertaining without showing our tits. So,
am showing my tits, but it's not helping.
Okay, I kind of don't want to guess because I don't want to. God, what an arrogant fucking thing to say. I don't want to guess in case I'm right. Shit, no, I'm going to guess. I'm going to get over myself. Okay, I'm going to guess.
I've got it. I'm going to count down from three.
Okay.
When I hit two, know that that's turtle doves. And when I hit one, that's clearly a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay.
And then we're going to say it at the same time.
Okay, perfect. You're a genius.
Okay.
And I hope that I'm hearing – there's going to be a delay of some kind. So when you listen to the recording tomorrow, this should be funny. But okay, go ahead. You count down.
It's going to be a Christmas shit show.
It's going to be awesome. No, I'm not ready. Because I want to be clear. Are you going to go 3-2-1 say, or are you going to go 3-2 say?
I'm going to say 3-2-1 say.
Okay, can we practice? Let's practice with something.
All right, with a word. What's the word?
No, we're not going to say what the word is. We'll just say a random word, and we'll see if we say the same word.
If it's the same word on accident, my mind is going to be blown, and then we'll have to stop the show, which is kind of what I want. I'll talk about that later. Ready?
Yeah. Okay, go.
3-2-1.
Balls.
Fart pants.
So we weren't the same. word.
See, we're not that simpatico.
We're not. Don't fuck you, Joe. Don't. Where's my fuck you, Joey button? Jamie, where's my fuck you, Joey button?
Hey, now remember, Jamie Jenner, if you're going to hit the fuck you, Joey button, crank it first. Because ever since Jamie Jenner came onto the scene, she hits fuck you, Joey, and it sounds like this.
Fuck you, Joey.
Fuck you, Joey!
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Jenner.
There you go. Oh, jeez, I'm looking at the
She has the longest levels. Middle finger of all time, and she's giving it to Jason right now.
She just blew out the audio strip there. That's pretty funny. Anyway, okay, I'm ready to do a real guess. Are you ready to go do this?
Yeah, this is my Christmas gift for you. You're going to guess it, and I'm going to tell you what I was really going to get you, even though I'm not going to get it for you. Ready? Right, yeah. 3, 2, 1. The Yeti.
Yeti microphone. Yes, I do it.
Holy shit. Good job. I guess that wasn't that hard.
Okay, full disclosure, you mentioned it on the Four of Us episode. You were like, I'm going to get you guys a microphone. Christmas is coming
up. Oh, son of a bitch.
You didn't say it like that, though. Actually, you were so drunk, you said it like Elmo. You said, Elmo's going to get you a microphone because you guys suck. And it was kind of funny because you were plowed. Anyway, you want to guess what I was going to get you?
Which one was that? I mean, there's been a handful of episodes where I'm plowed, but I don't remember telling you that I was going to get you a microphone.
You
didn't have to guess. There was nothing there. That's,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not omniscient. I cheated. Do you want to guess what I was going to get you?
Yeah, let's do it. You want to do 3, 2, 1?
Yeah. I have to remember what it was going to be, though. Okay, ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, snow crash.
A book.
Yeah, you were. Where's fuck you?
What did you say?
I said snow crash, which is a book, yeah.
Fuck you, Joey.
Funny.
It is funny.
That actually works because I said the Yeti and you said a microphone.
I actually said,
hey, all right.
I said the Yeti microphone. You'll hear it tomorrow.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you were specific. I was very general. I didn't think I could pick the book. I didn't think I could.
Well, probably. I mean, that would be my hope that you hadn't heard of it because then you would enjoy it if you already had it or read. Have you read Snow Crash?
No. So honestly, in my off-air conversations with Ian Sane, I think he's brought up that book. Like, man, have a lot in common. I was talking to my wife the other day that you guys should do a video game podcast and actually have a successful podcast.
No. It would not be successful. I would be involved. Ian should do one by himself and then have me on every once in a while. I'd have you on every once in a while. And
that's another idea. If he did his own thing every once in a while, he could just have us on as I wouldn't call it comedy relief. I would call it comedy distress.
Yeah. There you go. The opposite of relief.
Yeah.
Comedy stress, just to put him back on point. No, Snow Crash, because you like Ready Player One so much, I think you would like Snow Crash. It's by a guy named Neil Stevenson. And anyway, it has snow in it, which means it's sort of appropriate for our Christmas episode here. Because, snow and shit, but that's about it. And I won't talk about it anymore because this is not a book episode. This is the Christmas episode. So do you have any Christmas memories, Joe, that you want to talk about? Any kind of like, I don't know.
You know. Christmas memories. No, I was thinking about – I watched with my Taco Bell staff today. Yeah. We had a little Christmas party in the morning. Well, part of the staff. The other – part of the staff had to actually run the Taco Bell because Taco Bell, our Taco Bell is 24/7. So if you're going to have – think about that. If you're going to have a Christmas party with your staff at a 24/7 Taco Bell, clearly not everybody can show up.
Right.
It's only the people that aren't working that can be there. And so this morning we had a little Christmas party. Guess what was served for breakfast?
Did you have it at Taco Bell?
No, we had it in a public park.
Okay.
Well, it's behind a dumpster near a public park. It was really fancy. Anyway, we set up a couple of folding tables behind the dumpster near the park, and it was served. It was in the morning, so we had like we called it a brunch.
Sure.
Which means we had it's really fancy. It's a newer thing. It's the Taco Bell breakfast menu.
Oh, okay. I I'm just going to guess, and we're going to do the same thing.
Oh, shit.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
So you guys... Hey, I didn't get too specific. Can you give me some specific items that that were served at the Christmas Taco Bell Christmas party?
Yeah.
The Christmas party Bel Grande, as it were?
I'm guessing something like a kind of a French toast taco and, I don't know, like a eggs burrito dict. No, I got nothing. What did you guys have?
It's called the Taco Belledict.
The Taco Belledict.
Yeah.
You want to know the truth? This is the truth. I got done washing like 15 car washes the other day, and I decided I was going to have some Taco Bell, and the one that's closest to me closed down. And I was really, really sad about that. And then I remembered that Taco Bell is partnering with a brewery to make their own version of a Mexican lager, an amber, and that made me happy. And now I have to move to a city where there will be one of these Taco Bell cantinas.
Wow.
I told you that story. It has nothing to do with Christmas. But you know what you can get me for Christmas? Not this year, but next year. Get me, like, a Taco Bell lager. Give me one of those beers. That's what I want.
What would that lager be called, Jason?
I don't know. It would be called Taco Bell Lager. I don't know.
I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, but... and I don't know. It would be called, you know, here, forget you're eating our food. I don't know.
It's pretty good. It's, you know, we don't have one yet, but I think I would call it a Lager Bel Grande Supreme with cheese.
Can I get a lager?
No, a crunch lager, Bel Grande.
Crunch lager.
Mexi Melt with cheese.
Supreme. Because Supreme means with sour cream, right? So it'd be a lager
with sour cream. Yes, with sour cream. Yeah, crunch.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had an office. You had an office.
Actually, I forgot to throw an Eta at the end.
Eta.
Just because that helps.
A super deluxe lager, Bel Grande deluxe Eta Supreme with cheese and crazy sauce.
That's pretty good. Now, it is Christmas, and I thought as a gift to our listener, we could give them a good Taco Bell joke, but it's like getting a lump of coal in your fucking stocking. It's just terrible. That Taco Bell joke was bad.
No, it was. I mean, it's okay. We're winging it here. You guys had an Xmas party. Sorry, I've sort of been only ever saying Xmas. I say Christmas every once in a while, but lately I just feel more comfortable saying Xmas. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I say Xmas. I think because it pisses people off.
Well, I think that maybe you could ejaculate if it were a triple Xmas.
That's got to be something. I'd Google it right now, but my computer is at max as it is.
No way I made that up. No. Type that in, and it's going to be some dude with a Santa hat going to town on some half-naked elf.
Reindeer, yeah.
You went reindeer? You have problems, sir.
I don't have problems. I have a podcast. So, okay.
You have a penchant toward having sex with reindeer.
I do. Or a predilection.
But that's a little bit classier, and it's more festive than, you know, say, maybe having sex with a wildebeest.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know I'd be able to tell the difference if my eyes were closed. I mean, if my eyes were closed and I was porking an animal, I don't think I'd be able to say to you, definitely a ruminant. Let's see. The way it's grunting, the smell coming off of its little hormone sacs back there. I'm going to go with wildebeest. And then they go like, no, that's not a ruminant, asshole. And I'm like, God damn it, you're right.
This is a disgusting tangent, but why don't you count how many things are wrong with this, what I'm about to say. See, you wouldn't have sex with either a wildebeest or a reindeer unless it were in the dark, because you would have to accost it in a back alley in the pitch black, because that's the only way it would ever have sex with you.
You don't think I could give it a couple of drinks and, you know, try that negging thing where I'm like, hey, reindeer, my sister has bells that look like that. She got them at TJ Maxx. Where'd you get yours? And reindeer, like, trying to impress me and get her drunk. Or him, I don't know. Are reindeer men or women? Are they I don't know.
Well, this one happens to be a woman, and that's the thing. A reindeer would never consensually have sex with you, Jason. You would have to accost it in the back alley in the pitch black. It would be against the reindeer's wishes. It would be non-consensual sex. Also, you would have to do it at gunpoint.
No,
there's
a
problem there. You're probably going to be wearing a ski mask too. I'm just thinking, Jason.
You know what? You're
Christmas rapist, bestiality rapist.
I would not. I mean, if you held a gun to my head and you said, "Put on this ski mask and go jump on that reindeer and go to town," I don't think I'd put on the mask. I'm like, no, I want this reindeer to see what's happening. I want this reindeer to know that I was forced by my cousin, my brother from another mother but the same grandmother, to do this to you, reindeer. Why are we talking about this? God damn it.
Hey, Joe. Hey, wait. But let me, before we go back to what we were going to say, there's a couple things wrong with that. I thought you'd catch it. I thought it was funny, but it's not. It's
no, it might be, what? What'd I miss?
It's, if you're accosting a reindeer or a wildebeest, for that matter, in the pitch black in a back alley, there's a couple things wrong. And with a ski mask, by the way, so it couldn't recognize you, and with a gun to its head, because that's just how it goes, and the image is a little bit more freaky that way. There's a problem there. In the pitch black, it's not going to recognize you because it can't see your face. So why are you wearing the fucking ski mask?
Good point.
Same thing with the gun. Why are you pointing a gun at its face? It doesn't see the gun. You're not intimidating it. You're doing both the ski mask and the pointing of the gun just for your own sick problem. And the worst sick problem that you have is that you're raping a reindeer. Merry Christmas!
So, moving on, Joe, you don't have any good Christmas memories that you can bring up to talk about? Because I don't.
No, I don't, but I was going to tell you about my Behind the Dumpster Taco Bell brunch Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had. Go ahead, please. Yes, what else happened there?
Yeah, so what happened there is we set up a projector. Somebody, I don't know how they afforded it because it was the guy that washes the lettuce at Taco Bell, but he had this really neat thing. It was a projector that came out of his smartphone, and we set up a little projector screen and we watched a movie while we ate breakfast Taco Bell items.
Okay.
And that movie was Home Alone 2. Oh. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Well, as we watched the movie, and I just wanted to bring this up to you to see if you had any thoughts. I haven't watched that movie in a long time, and I think the movie came out in like 92, 93, something like that.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. I have employees that were born then.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which,
that's crazy.
Fucks with my head. But anyway, we're watching this movie, and a lot of things came to mind. Think about Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2, and just kind of stew on that for a moment, and then tell me what is wrong with those movies.
Donald Trump is in them.
Yes, that's one.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Trump
in
is
two.
In the movie. That's number
two.
One.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
What else is wrong with them? I mean, besides the plot and the production, and I'm sure Harvey Weinstein had something to do with it, and therefore,
yeah, probably. I was just thinking this. I'm watching the movie and I realize, well, this is Home Alone 2. So,
oops, you're roboting there. Hang on a second.
And it happens a year after the first Christmas.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah,
hello.
You're good, Dem.
Am I still roboting?
No, you're good, Dem. Go ahead.
Anyway, so Home Alone 2, that's a year after Home Alone 1, mm-hmm. where this family who is completely flustered and just a world of determination and irresponsibility leaves their son at home. And that's one thing. Like, yeah. Man, those parents are fucking terrible. And then the child at home is then subjected to a couple of basically like bumbling psychopaths. They just want to rob the house, but they're worse than robbers because once a little kid gets in their way, they're more interested in murdering the child than they are. Like, robbing becomes a kind of a second tier, lower priority. They want to kill the child. And that's disturbing right there.
Yes.
And, it, you know, it all becomes really funny, loony, like slapstick Looney Tunes type of shit. And so you can kind of then suspend your disbelief because there's two psychopaths trying to murder the child. The child is this crazy genius. And he sets up all these traps. Here's another weird thing. Once the traps start getting tripped, these dudes aren't just bumbling psychopaths. They're like immortals that they can feel pain in an outrageous way. In fact, when they feel pain, they become these just fucking over-the-top cartoon characters in reaction to their pain. But they'll never die. They get electrocuted. You know, if you swing a full paint bucket at somebody's head, that will crack their skull and kill them. Now, these people, they just, you know, they fly off the stairs that they were climbing and they land on their back and they go, ooh, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's weird. They're child murderers. It turns out they're immortal. The parents are grossly irresponsible. And that's part one. Now, part two actually just takes that to another level because part two is the parents did it again, but it's like this new manifestation of their neglect. It's like, well, this time we didn't forget him, but we lost him. And we lost him on the way to – I think they were traveling to Florida. And somehow – they couldn't figure out that he went to New York instead of Florida because they're just completely spun out fucking morons. And, you know, they finally figure out that he's in New York. Now, what happens to him in New York is somehow he runs into the same bumbling psychopaths.
What?
Yeah, and of course that's preposterous. But then again, they step it up a little bit more because if you watch the movie – it's crazy how many times the psychopaths say, like, I would love to kill that fucking kid. Well, they don't say fucking, but here, let me censor it. It still sounds horrible. Oh, I just can't wait to shoot that kid in the face. Like, they say stuff like that, and you're supposed to be like, oh, that's cute. It's weird. It's, you watch that movie nowadays, and you're like, that guy just – is he, like, yearning – like deep inside, burning inside to kill this kid? Yes, he is. And it's even worse than the first movie. Again, their immortality reaches a new level because the kid pulls out all the stops and almost every trap that he sets for him would have killed a normal human being and a terrible death at that. So I know I've been going on about Home Alone for a little while, but do you have any thoughts about this?
I do.
I thought it was weird. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I saw the first one, you know, back in the day. I didn't see the second one, but I'm going to go off of your interpretation of it. And it occurs to me that this is a Christmas movie, right? And therefore it involves Christ, otherwise known as Christ or Jesus Christ or Joshua or what have you. And if like these two guys are trying to kill this essentially this innocent person. And isn't Jesus the whole reason he was invented was to get killed, right? Like for us?
Okay, now I'm following you, but I do want to just interject really quickly. It becomes pretty clear that the kid himself has a thirst for blood that is remarkable. So innocent, maybe not. He wants to kill just as bad as they do. I mean, it is a fucking fight to the death.
Well,
and
sure.
He wants blood. He wants blood. He doesn't want to just defend himself. He wants these people to suffer. He sets up apparatuses that are built for torture. Anyway.
But if he knows – again, I'm not trying to debate you necessarily because I'm not trying to put forward an argument. I'm just trying to tell you what I'm getting off of what you said.
Okay, I'll stop interrupting.
No. You please do, because all I'm saying is what you're saying is not incorrect. I mean, it's good to point it out. I mean, he is bloodthirsty, but I think maybe what we've got here is an sort of insidious, you know, flipping of the script, so to speak, of the Jesus story, because it's these two immortals trying to kill Jesus, and Jesus is going to fight back. And, you know, Jesus wasn't just walking around sniffing flowers all day kind of guy. He went into the temple. He tore down the tables of the money changers.
Yeah, he flipped the tables. Yeah. He was pissed.
He was pissed off. And so that's what he's like. Look, I know
and
these
so
guys,
is Macaulay Culkin.
He is mad, even though I know this for a fact. He got paid $4.5 million to do that movie, which, you know, whatever. But IMDb told me that while you were telling your
Well, version. Jason, if you zoom in on Macaulay Culkin's face when he's 8 years old and he moves his eyebrows up and down, that's boom. Worth $1 million right there.
Boom, right there, yeah.
But it was cute. Well, anyway, also, bloodthirsty maniac.
He knows that they're immortal. He knows he can't really kill them, you know. He's basically just, you know, he's messing around because he's like, yeah, you guys have a job to do, but I'm not going to let you just do it. I'm going to make you work your asses off. And in as much as they attempt to kill him, but they quote-unquote fail, the truth of the matter is they weren't actually trying to kill him. They're just trying to set him up for his own miserable death later, which we saw happen because, boom, he's hanging out with Michael Jackson. Boom, he's being manhandled by Harvey Weinstein and his boys. Boom, he does that movie about that party guy who you know, was a party guy and hung out with that dude from that TV show.
Party Monster.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so really this is all kind of an insidious twist on the Jesus story where Home Alone 2 is essentially the end of the beginning of the end, and now Macaulay Culkin himself is at the beginning of the end of the beginning. And so altogether, I mean, it makes Charles Dickens look like an asshole is what I'm getting at in terms of, you know, Christmas stories.
I just had a vision of Jesus holding his hands next to his face and screaming like Macaulay Culkin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Home Alone. That's yes. Where we're at.
Edvard Munch. You nailed it, dude. Boom. Speaking of nailed it. Wait, that was not a Jesus reference. Sorry. That was a stupid joke. Speaking of.
9 Inch Nailed It?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're at about 32 minutes now. Should we do a couple of ads and stuff? Should we just get those out of the way? What do you think? Yes, no, maybe so?
I'm sorry to tell you that I don't have an ad. I might, just for your own amusement, and so you can shame me afterwards, I might try to improvise an ad. I didn't get any copy, but I know what the product is.
Okay. Well, the very first time
maybe
in
I'll,
an episode,
I'll
you,
try.
You improv the ad, so I think you're capable. I do have something from Larco they sent over, so I can go ahead and do that if you like.
It sounds good. Actually, I wanted to bring up, I think the first time I improvised an ad, it was the Home Alone security system.
Was it? It might have been, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
I vaguely do.
I only tried it one other time. It was the Home Alone. So maybe this is all apropos, but I am looking forward to a very festive and holiday-themed Larco ad.
Yeah, okay. So let me get Jamie's attention. So full disclosure. Pre-recorded Larco ad this time. Pre-recorded,
ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. I'm going to keep this level up. I'm going to pull this one down. There we go. Don't know if it's going to work out, but, you know, we'll try it. Hopefully it sounds pretty good. If I have to start over because the audio isn't right, we'll do that. But let's see. Are we ready? Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's go for it. You know what? I'm going to test the sound first. I asked Jamie to test the sound first with one of these.
Fuck you, Joey!
Okay, a little bit louder.
Merry Christmas.
Fuck you, Joey!
Yeah, okay, I think we're good. Okay, here we go. Now Now, if you're a big, sweaty fan of Melania Trump, like the CEO of Larco is, then you absolutely love the Christmas decorations she's put up in that rat and roach-infested dump known as the White House. Of course, these are decorations that the Larco marketing department, consisting entirely of a myopic and unfortunately hairy woman named Cindy with chronic halitosis and a penchant for wearing paisley, called what it would look like if Tim Burton and Rob Zombie had a rape child and beat it daily until it enrolled in the Werner Herzog School of Design and passed with straight C's and became the first person ever to commit suicide by tinsel. But Cindy doesn't call the shots, the CEO does, and so when he told us to come up with something that would make Melania, quote, "imziyashumiyu," we emptied 200 bottles of vodka into a trash can, threw in a few spoonfuls of Sunny D, and got to work. And we have come up with something truly amazing. We have flipped the script. Look, any jerk-off can turn an Xmas tree upside down and shove it up into the ceiling like a triple mascara cam whore with an anal probe shoved up her chocolate love tunnel so she can entice a few pimple-faced keyboard jockeys to donate enough pennies to feed her 5 pounds a day Twizzler habit. But at Larco, we don't just get creative. We hold creativity down and drool on its face and laugh as we tell it to go ahead and thrash around all at once, because that just makes the ride more fun. And yes, that sort of does describe the interview process we all had to go through to work for our current CEO. Thank you. Hashtag me too. So instead of decorating your tree with ornaments this year, how about you decorate your ornament with trees? Introducing the 10-foot Xmas ornament and bag of mini trees by Larco. No subterfuge here, friends. The name is exactly what we say it is. A glass ornament, 10 feet tall, and a bag of mini conifers to stick on top. Duct tape not included. Put some Come All Ye Faithful, as performed by Twisted Sister, on the Alexa Echo, pour yourself some eggnog, and spend Xmas Eve celebrating the holy gift of high market consumerism the Larco way. Let the kids stick mini trees to the bottom while mom and dad stick them up high. Get out your tallest ladder and slap that angel tree to the top. Then sit back, listen to the eggnog gurgle and curdle in your distended belly, and enjoy the very picture of Xmas coziness. But is it Christian, you ask? Well, think about it this way. The 10-foot Xmas ornament and bag of mini trees was inspired by Melania Trump, and the first broad's husband recently endorsed a Senate candidate who was known to have a predilection for young girls, virgins, if you will, activities that might get them pregnant, so to speak, and a few 100,000 manger munching Alabamanians nearly voted that asshole to office, and calling them Alabamanians sort of sounds like Albanians, who are all Middle Eastern. And if there's anything more Christian than pregnant virgins from the Middle East, we here at Larco sure as Christ don't know what it is. Hey, tell you what, since it's Xmas, if you go online and order the 10-foot Xmas ornament and bag of mini trees right now and use the code JVC at checkout, you pay the shipping fees and we'll take care of the handling. Trust us, what with the annual Larco Xmas office party coming up pretty soon, if there's one thing we're all pretty good at here, it's handling. Hashtag don't tell HR. Celebrate Xmas in style. The 10-foot Xmas ornament and bag of mini trees by Larco. Elegant. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Yep. That was great.
Thank you.
And that marks the first recorded Larco.
Yeah. Yeah. They really wanted to steal that backing track, and we recorded quite a few takes, and even that one wasn't very good. The audio was all screwed up, but
well, the backing music, the background music, was from New Kids on the Block Christmas, correct?
That is correct. And
it's pretty hardcore.
It was slamming.
It's got an edge to it.
A little bit of an edge there. So I don't know what I'm saying, Joe. I'm exhausted just hearing my own voice. That is the longest I've ever listened to myself, ever.
Well, I wanted to say, that's right. That's got to be really weird for you, because this time you had to hear yourself do it.
Yeah.
And, once in a while in a montage, you have to hear your own voice. Well,
usually I'm laughing my balls off, so it doesn't matter. But yeah. My therapist will be proud. My therapist
it's
like,
a little weird, isn't it? I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And
but laugh your balls off or listen to yourself?
I laugh my balls off while I'm listening to your voice.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Nope. So,
I think I'm going to back away. Oh, shit. Come on, encourage me or tell me no. Like, there's this.
You're doing it. Do you want backing music?
No. I don't know. What do you got?
I got
do you want to surprise me?
Yeah, let me see what I can come up with here.
Well, why don't you give me – fuck it. I'm going to try this and see what happens. I've got a product. That's it. I don't have any copy. I don't know if I can do this. I'm drunk. go ahead and how about give me the intro word from our sponsor, and then I'll see what I can do.
Okay, I'm going to give you the intro for a word from our sponsor right now. Okay.
Are you a prolific child murderer? Are you a rapist? Are you Harvey Weinstein? Do you litter? Well, it's the Christmas season, and someone might be out for your soul. That someone might be Krampus. Now, you may or may not be familiar with Krampus. He is the antithesis of Saint Nick. He's not there to reward the nice children. He's there to punish the evil sons of bitches. And that evil son of a bitch is you. Now, how are you going to deal with Krampus? He comes in to your house in the middle of the night to torture you, beat you, eventually steal your soul. Well, the best way that you can defend against Krampus is with a bear trap.
Yes.
And I can't remember the company that makes this bear trap, but let's just stick with bear trap for now. And for the holiday season, we'll call it a Krampus trap. Now, what does a bear and Krampus have in common, you may ask? Well, they're both marauding, godless, bloodthirsty, evil beasts. Some may say bears aren't evil, and I would say, oh yes, they are. They eat their young. They're terrible. Bears and Krampus are both evil beings. Here's the thing. You can trap a bear with a bear trap, and you can also trap Krampus. That's a tough thing to say. Trap Krampus. He will put his unholy hoof into the bear trap, and it will snag him. He won't be able to move until you get there in the morning, and you'll see him. It's a terrible, terrible sight. It's like Medusa. You don't want to look right into his eyes. You might turn to stone. But he will be trapped there, snarling, screaming for your soul, and you'll have just a moment to douse him in holy water, chop off his head, light his head on fire, and say, "Stick that up your cramp ass, bitch." All right, that was my improvised ad.
You nailed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, use a bear trap to capture Krampus and then murder him because you're an asshole and he's coming for your soul. If you were a good person, it would be Santa Claus and he would come and give you gifts. You would leave him cookies. Everything would be fine.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. Anyway, so I did my best. Jason, why don't you give me an Olympic score on that one? I was super nervous about that thing.
10. 10 out of 10.
Oh, fucking A. 10. That's your Christmas present to me.
It's sincere. That's from the heart, though. That was not like – that's not from the butt. That's from the heart, Joe. That was perfect. You nailed it. You fucking nailed it. And seriously, I want the universe. Here's what – you know what? Jesus, if you're going to go ahead and exist, here's what heaven will be. When I
– go ahead and exist. Go ahead.
When I die, probably from – I don't know. This is a Christmas episode, Joe. Real quick, tell me how I'm going to die. Super fast. Go. Boom.
You're going to die reading a newspaper. It's going to be 20 years from now. Nobody else will ever read newspapers except for you, and then you're really going to pay for it because you're going to be reading a newspaper, walking along. You're going to be a doddering old man, and you're going to walk into the street, and you're going to get hit by a driverless semi.
Okay. That's – so when I do, when that happens
– because no one will be to blame because at that time All cars will be driverless, and the only thing that is expected of you, old man, reading a fucking newspaper, dinosaur, is to not wander into the fucking street. The cars will never hit each other. They will. Everything will be great. Traffic will be a thing of the past. But if you're the asshole that wanders into traffic, you will get hit by a driverless car. And that's what will happen to you, and that will be in the year 2038 on November 24th at 2 p.m.
Okay, I'm writing that down. When that happens...
Mm-hmm.
Because the article, I mean, I was reading an article about how heaven was for real, and I was like, oh, that's, I didn't know that really it is. And
because well, because you read it, it must be true.
Right.
So
then I'm going
would you read it on now. Wikipedia? Because Wikipedia is the only truth.
It's the only truth. This is the Wikipedia newspaper that I was reading when I got hit, and I died, and I'm going to heaven. And you know what Jesus is going to make heaven for me? He's going to do? This is my heaven. In my heaven, you, Joe... every day you go to the heaven radio station and you get on and you do the ads plowed off your ass. You're not just drunk, you're angel fucking drunk. You're heaven drunk. And you're like, listen to me, you little shits with the wings and the halos. If you're going to buy a bear trap, you need to get this bear trap by the Bream Shot Chris the Bear, number 15 trap. And it's going to catch crap. It's going to... You guys got any... Jesus, and that's heaven for me. Every day you do that. Every day.
Hey! Thanks for tuning in to the Joseph Heaven Show. Every moment of every time, Joe is always drunk because he just always wanted to be drunk anyway. But now he's in heaven, he gets to do it all the time. Welcome, Jason, to Heaven Time. Hold on a second, I gotta pee.
Some silly motherfuckers. Did you have something that you wanted to also do? Should I be going to Dropbox and downloading something? Or
look, I feel like I just did. You and I both, as a team, damn, it was well coordinated. We already did the arguments for cancellation, but I had one set up. Shall we do that now? Are we at the right minute? Should we do the argument for cancellation? Okay.
Yeah. Is it? I'm gonna. Oh boy. I'm just gonna play it straight.
Well, talk to Jamie Jenner. She knows what to do, right? It's the arguments for cancellation intro.
Yeah, she quote unquote knows what to do.
I know I'm not in the same studio, but can you relay that to her? Hey, Jamie Jenner.
She took off her headphones. And she mooned me. Thanks. That's great. I have never seen so many tattoos on an ass. All right, let's see. Thanks, Jamie. Yeah, go get your coffee. Fuck off. Let me see if I can get this going for you. Joe. She handed the controls over to me. So just like old times. Just like old times.
You know, she hates you so bad that eventually you're just going to have to do it yourself.
Probably, yeah.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Christmassy-ass episode of Arguments for Cancellation. Jason?
Yeah?
All I want for Christmas is not my two front teeth. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth knocked out with a fucking snow shovel. If we continue... to record this podcast. Okay. And the reason why is because this might sound familiar. I tried to record something that's worth a damn. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I recorded something that, for one thing, the production quality is stupid, hasty, and I didn't get everything I wanted in there, and certainly it doesn't sound good. But other than that, it defiles not only the spirit of Christmas, which we all hold dear, but it also it makes sex seem it's misogynistic.
Okay.
And it makes sex seem tawdry and cheap and just disgusting. And I call it the just because it's Christmas. Crank it.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right upon Mrs. Claus' face. Big tits swinging, Santa cock's bringing all the pussy pounding pain. Splooge is flinging from his ding-a-ling, and he'll keep going all night. Bitches are flocking to his cocking, cause Santa Claus fucks just right. Slurp my balls, slurp my balls. It's blowjob time, grab your titties. My meat pole, your cake hole. Soon stiff dick will stuff your face. Harry the whole man had a stupid fucking name. Starring Harry Hole in Harry Hole, also Harry Hole's Revenge.
Well,
well, it's Harry Hole once, Harry Hole twice, Harry Hole thrice, cause Harry Hole's nice. Harry Hole is coming in Harry Hole. I'm dreaming of some white crustaceans, just like the jugs I love to hold. Although big brown bazonkers are nice, I dream of my wife's roundies, milky white.
Well,
Joe.
Maybe I told you to turn that up too loud. Did it come in a little hot? No, but
it could have been louder. It could have been twice as loud. This is something that everybody in the world should listen to. You have such a beautiful singing voice, and to think that you spent so many years wasting it with rock and roll when you could have been doing this. You know what? You have fucking convinced me.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes that is better.
Well, I got to tell you, I know that you hate Christmas songs. And how could you hate? I wanted to bring your hate up a couple of notches because, damn, they're bad enough with their own lyrics. If you put in some lyrics like that, again, that's why I was asking you earlier. I think it was off the air. I said, please don't let your mother listen to this. It's just it was so bad. Obscenitizing a song is one thing, but I'm limited, sir. My creativity is limited.
Are you fucking kidding me? That was, listen, I'm going to tell you, I've always hated Christmas music, always. And then the absolute worst moment for me was when I and my wife and her sister were flying to India. Okay, and we had to stop over in Malaysia on the way. Not in Malaysia. Well, we did stop in Malaysia, but then we ended up in Singapore for a few days, and we're walking around Singapore, Singaporeizing ourselves, and we end up in a food court. Yeah, I said it, a fucking food court in Singapore, and we're eating, I don't know, whatever the equivalent of Panda Express is there, If I had prepared this joke in advance, I'd say something funny. But the point is that I had to go to the bathroom. So I went up and I went to the bathroom. And not in the food court, but in the bathroom, Joe. In the bathroom of the food court in Singapore, they were playing a jazz fusion version of Little Drummer Boy. I have never...
Now, you've mentioned before that Little Drummer Boy is your least favorite.
It had always been. And it was almost as if I was walking to the bathroom and God was going, oh, I don't exist, huh? On some podcast someday, you're going to be talking about how I don't exist? Fuck you, white boy. Watch this. And then I was there and it happened and my soul died. And that's when I lost all everything. I lost it all. Everything. Everything I've ever thought. I've lost everything. And so if instead it had been you singing any of these songs or that whole montage right there, if that had been you, I would have walked out of the bathroom and I would have walked through the food court and everybody within like smell range of me would have become pregnant with God children. That's how fulfilled I would have been at that moment. So don't tell me, Joe, that there's something wrong with what you did, because I will fight you if you ever disparage that montage again. Ever. I will fight you and I will lose because you're younger than me and tougher, but I will fight you.
Well, I thought maybe there's an idea here. If you really, 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 really hate the Drummer Boy song, maybe obscenitizing it would take the edge off for you. So if you heard it again, you would hear the obscenitized song. I know I'm kind of doing a bowed face here because obscenitizing songs doesn't make them better, but you hate Little Drummer Boy so bad that if I give you something really obscene to think about, maybe it'll help.
Well, maybe we could just right now, we've got like 3.5 minutes left in our Christmas episode. Maybe we could start to obscenitize it. I mean, the very first line, Joe, the very first line. What's the very first line of Little Drummer Boy?
I can't remember, but I do know the melody. It's like, right?
Yeah, the very first line.
What are the words?
The very first line is, come, they told me.
Come, they told me just to fucking your bum.
See? This is so much better. So much better. Yeah. Oh, wait
That's
a minute.
Terrible. Fucking I had this just now. I had this feeling after I sang that song that I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Well, tell you what.
Like, I almost shut down completely. I've had like 4 drinks and I'm like,
no.
Did I just, for one thing, I presented a complete medley of just shameful, horrible shit. And then I was like, hey, let me make you feel better. And you're like, how about Little Drummer Boy? And then I sang that song and I almost like immediately shut down.
Listen, Joe, here's the thing. Here's what we've gotten to at this point. Okay, I want to say a couple things because it's, I don't know, they don't relate, but they do. My lovely wife, Allison, listened to the episodes, has listened to a few episodes, and whenever you do the argument for cancellation, she always agrees with you, and she never understood that at the end when the guy says, sometimes dead is better, she always thought what he said was, sometimes this is meta. So now I'm going to get really meta on you because I think I have an argument for cancellation too. When I just now looked up the Little Drummer Boy lyrics to get confirmation that the first line was come, they told me, and you ran with it, which made me very, very happy and fulfilled me and like got me over hating everything. And then you said that you were feeling bad because like you felt like your life was over. Let me tell you how I could double down on that and make you want to kill yourself right now. It turns out the lyrics that I looked up by accident were the Justin Bieber version of Little Drummer Boy. And I'm going to read them to you now. We've got 2 minutes left, Joe. I'm going to read you these lyrics. Are you ready to... Do you have any sharp objects near you right now?
Firearms? God.
Because you need to hear, listen. Yeah, I'm on the drum. Yeah, I'm on the stand drum. Yeah, I'm on the beat because the beat goes dumb. And they only spare heat because I'm playing for the Sun, playing for the King, playing for the title. I'm surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Christmas time, so here's a recital. I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but I go. Stupid, stupid, love like Cupid. I'm a drummer boy, so do. Fucking A.
Listen. I believe I'm going to kill myself.
What the fuck was that?
And this is the Christmas episode. This has gone just bleak as shit. You're reading Bieber.
I'm reading Bieber.
You're reading
Happy
Bieber.
Happy holidays. May the calendar keep ringing.
All right. Well, you know what? Happy Let's wrap this up. You know what? Let's take a positive turn, Jason. Okay. Come on.
Let's do this.
Yeah, it's the Christmas episode. What do you have to say to take us out on a positive note, a festive note?
I feel blessed that I get to do a podcast with my cousin. It is literally my favorite hour of the week. And Merry Christmas to me every Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
Well, I'm going to double down on that and say, I just love doing this podcast with you. I was saying earlier, sometimes we tell the truth. It's a select few moments that we tell the truth. Here's one of them. I really appreciate doing this podcast with you. We've been doing it on Fridays lately, and I kind of like that because I get to release all this energy at the end of the week. And thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Joe. You know what? You are the egg in my knob.
That's great. You are the vodka in my eggnog.
Well, you're the Yule in my Yuletide pudding. I don't know what I'm saying, but
you are the stuffing in my stocking.
With this, you know what? You and this podcast are the you're the I just love you, man.
Merry Christmas to Leon, Dougie Fresh Daryl. Merry Christmas to Lee Daniels. Merry Christmas to Moonshine Pete and Timedian, Shags in all caps. And Merry Christmas to Ian Singh. And Merry Christmas to you, Jason. Reading Bieber!
Calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays.